Hey guys, today we're going to go over the retail distribution model. So essentially, you make a product, how are you going to sell it to stores? So there's really only four different ways, and most of them are all pretty similar. So let's start with the most complex and most advanced. So the most complex and most advanced way to sell your products to the market or get them into stores is going to be you over here at the start as the manufacturer. You're going to sell your product in bulk, very large bulk, to a master distributor. Think of a master distributor sort of like a broker. They're going to buy a bunch of inventory, put a small markup on it, and then they're going to sell it to other distributors who are going to sell it to stores. So you have your master distributor here. Those master distributors are most likely going to sell your product to regional distributors. A distributor is essentially a wholesaler, someone who buys products from a manufacturer who is then going to sell it to their network of stores before it ends up in the consumer's hands. So it goes you, the manufacturer, the master distro buys your product. They then sell it to regional distributors who then sell it to their network of stores who then sell it to the consumer. So let's go through and talk about the margins and the breakdown that these people are looking for. So we'll do some simple numbers. Let's start with a retail product that costs $10. So you go into a store, you buy a product for 10 bucks. Let's see where all the money goes. So all stores are looking for like a 50% margin, meaning if they buy something for 5 bucks, they're going to sell it for 10. If they buy something for 20 bucks, they're going to sell it for 40. They're looking for a 50% margin. A margin can be determined by taking the amount of profit and dividing it by the sales cost. So if you bought something for 5 bucks and you sell it for 10 bucks, you made a $5 profit. So 5 divided by 10 is going to be 50. All stores are looking for a 50% margin. They pretty much won't do anything less. Sometimes they'll do a little bit more, but 50% is going to be your sweet spot. Now you have the regional distributor. You know, they're buying large amounts, not extremely large, but enough to supply, you know, their 20 stores, 50 stores, 100 stores, 1,000 stores. A regional distributor on average will supply anywhere between like 50 and like 2,000, 3,000 locations, depending on their size. So the regional distributors are going to be looking for somewhere between 20 and 35% on average. So the store is going to buy it for $5 and they're going to sell it for 10 because they need 50%. Now a regional distributor, let's say you have a really hot product, it's selling very well, they're going to be willing to take lower margins. So let's say they want to make 20% on your product. That comes out to $4. So they're going to buy something for $4, put 20% on it, and sell it for $5. So you bought it for $4, you sell it for $5, you made $1. You take that $1, you divide it by what you sold it for, which was $5, and there's your 20% markup. Now you have your master distributor. They're normally willing to take a little bit less money because they're buying such large bulk, and they're pretty much just breaking that bulk, huge bulk order, into smaller bulk orders and selling it to their network of regional distributors. So a master distributor is normally going to look for anywhere between 10 and 20% margins. So if they buy something for $3.50 and they sell it for $4, that means they made 50 cents. So if you take 50 cents and you divide that by $4, I believe that comes out to like 15 or 16%, somewhere in that range. So you have the master distro, who buys your product at $3.50. They put their 10, 20% markup on it. They're going to sell it to a regional distributor for $4. That regional distributor is then going to sell to their network of stores for $5, who is then going to sell to the end consumer at 10. So now you have you as a manufacturer over here. Now, depending on what industry you're in, there's some industries like the car industry where they're looking for, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5%. And then you have other industries where you're at, you know, 85, 90%. But on average, a manufacturer should be looking for anywhere between 30 and 50% margin. So if they sell, if their cost to produce a product is $2.50, and they sell it for $3.50, that means they made $1. So if we take $1 and divide it by 350, let's see what we get. One divided by 350 comes out at 28%. So as a manufacturer, if it costs you $2.50, you sell it to the master distributor for $350, you're making a 28% margin. So that 28% is essentially money that's left over after your cost of goods, your shipping cost, everything like that. It's what you're going to be operating your business on and what you're going to be taking a profit on. So this is just a, this is a standard. This is going to be for your product that you're looking to truly go mass market with. There's no way you get into tens of thousands or even thousands and thousands of retail locations unless you put in a shit ton of legwork or you get into a master distributor who has their network of regional distributors, who then the regional distributors have their stores. So that's going to be the most complex, advanced method for getting your product mass market. But now we've got three other options, and these are pretty much just cutting out one step in this initial scenario. So your next option is you as a manufacturer sell to a regional distributor, who then they sell to their stores, the stores sell to the end consumer. So essentially your costs are the same, $250. But now you're cutting this person out. There's no longer a master distributor. So you're going to sell straight to regional distributors at, say, $4. So you're going to make an extra 50 cents when compared to a master distributor. The regional distributor is going to sell to the same cost of the store at $5. Then the consumer pays 10. The pros and cons between option one, going the master distributor route, versus option two, going the regional distributor route, is really going to be, one, can you afford to lose that extra 50 cents going the master distributor route? If you can't afford to give up that 50%, or, you know, that 10 to 15% margin that the master distributor needs to make, this is going to get you mass market the most amount of stores quickly. Now, option two isn't bad. This is where we sort of started with Clean AF CBD. So we went to regional distributors who really only sell their product, you know, in their city, or maybe they sell a little bit online. But for the most part, you know, a regional distributor, their order size is going to be anywhere between, you know, $5,000 and $20,000, while a master distributor's order size could be, you know, $50,000 to millions of dollars. Really just depends on how hot your product is. So next you have option three, and that's getting rid of the regional distributors. And that's you selling your product straight to stores who are then going to sell it to the end consumer. So your costs stay the same here, $250. Stores, you're still paying $5. So now, instead of you selling your product and making $1 to a master distributor, or making $1.50 to a regional distributor, you're now making $2.50 on stores. Now, there's pros and cons to all these things. The pro of option three is going to be you're making an extra buck or an extra $1.50. So you're making more money. The problem is it's a lot more work. It's much easier to sell $20,000 in product to one distributor rather than selling $500 in products to 40 retail stores. We recommend that you start with option three or option two. If you can get into regional distributors, go for it. It's going to be your best bet to get into as many stores as possible, as quickly as possible. But sometimes you have to start with option three. sometimes you've got to go out, get your product into stores first, show that there's a demand for it, show that it sells. And then essentially you go to one of the regional distributors in your area and you say, hey, we're in 50 local stores. They're selling extremely well. We want you to start distributing our product. If you go into a distributor and you say, we already sell in 50 or 100 of your local stores, they're going to be much more inclined to pick your product up because they already know the demand's there and they know people are buying it. Now we've got option four, which is direct to consumer. So with direct to consumer, the pros is you're making all the profit. You're not having to have a store make their money, a regional distributor make their money, or a master distributor make their money. You're simply making a product and selling it straight to the end consumer. You make more money. You're able to offer lower prices because you're not having to give up 50% to the store, 20% to the regional distributor, and 50% to the master distributor, but you're going to most likely sell a lot less. Obviously, the e-commerce space and online shopping is really ramped up over the past few years, but in reality, people are always going to be going in stores. They're always going to be buying things from their local grocery store or smoke shop or whatever it is. So you should always have a direct-to-consumer route, an online website where your products are listed, where you make, you know, if your product cost is $250 and you're selling it for $10, now you're making $7.50 compared to $1 on the master distributor route. I mean, the big thing you have to think of is, one, how much inventory can you produce and is it going to sell? If you can produce a ridiculous amount of product and make less money per product, that's the route that we prefer going. We'd much rather sell a million pieces and make $1 than sell 10,000 pieces and make $5 or $7, whatever it is. So we recommend always offering a direct consumer route, an online website, something to make that extra large margin and cut all these people out. But if you really want to be successful and you really want to get out there and go for it, it's best to start with option two or three. You can prove your product concept getting into stores. Once you've gone into a few stores, you go to some regional distributors in that area and you say, hey, this is how many stores we're in. This is how we're selling. We want you to sell our product to your stores. If you already have locations near them, they're much more likely to purchase. So now you've got a few regional distributors, then it's time to go the master distributor route. A master distributor, sort of like a national distributor, they have reach all over the country. They can get you in tens of thousands of locations with pretty much a few phone calls. But you need to make sure that you can supply the amount of inventory they're going to be looking for. But then these people are also only picking up tried and true products. It's going to be very unlikely you sell a brand new product that's never been in stores straight to a national distributor because they don't know if there's any demand. They don't know the quality of your product. This first option, your product and your brand really needs to be proven before going that route. But if you can, this is definitely the way to get into as many stores as possible as quickly as possible. We're in some talks right now with a couple different master distributors. Their network of stores is anywhere between 10,000 and 50,000. So they're supplying convenience stores, gas stations, smoke shops. And while we are going to make a little bit less money selling to the master distributor route, we're essentially going to get blown up throughout the country, you know, almost overnight. So if you guys have any questions, let me know. Hope you enjoyed. Distributor Michael, talk to you later.